This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. I'm just saying. If you're in that position today and you're listening to Kingdom Pursuits, we are going to bless you because we have a new app that is like, man. So you didn't even think about that being your theme phrase.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's
perfect.
This is a new curbside app. Like, we can order food and drinks with, it's called Swipe By. And we have actually an old friend, Corey Paul, who you might recall, he had this movie, right?
Yep.
What was the name? I apologize. I should know it like the back of my hand, but I don't.
It's Life Changes Everything.
Life Changes Everything, which, by the way, is still available.
On all digital platforms, Amazon Prime. You've got Vudu, Hulu, all of those.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that during the show. But this Swipe By app is amazing. So it's just no coincidence at all that we have Corey Paul here, who had this movie on actually the results of abortion from a Christian perspective. And we also have Victoria Cobb on with us. And Victoria is with the Virginia March for Life. So I'm guessing y'all are marching, Victoria?
We are. I'm actually with the Family Foundation, but our activity coming up is the Virginia March for Life. So we are getting excited to kind of make a statement about protecting the unborn in Virginia's capital at Richmond.
And so what a great name for somebody who's going to be on a march, Victoria. I mean, it's just it fits. It's like it's perfect. And so, you know, here it is close to Valentine's Day. So you're really, Robbie, you know, you got to do a riddle. That's just part of being on Kingdom Pursuits. And so today's riddle, as you might guess, speaking of Valentine's, right? I like that. You're laughing to begin. And you didn't even hear it yet. So that's good. It's amazing how stores take Valentine's Day to heart, if you think about that. And just remember, the staff at jewelry stores, they have hearts of gold. Just remember that. I don't know if they use Swipe By apps, but they still have hearts of gold. And last Valentine's Day, flower prices, I don't know if you're familiar with them, they rose to the occasion. See, I got somebody that's laughing. The rest of my team here is just not.
You mean they didn't petunia to the top?
No, you got it. See, you're catching on. So, Danny, do you know what one flame said to the other on Valentine's Day?
Oh, man. No, I don't.
I'm shocked because you probably got this when you're in third grade. We're a perfect match.
Oh, man, no, I got that in the fourth grade.
Okay, all right.
I was passed over.
And you might have gotten this one when you were in the fifth grade. Why do oars fall in love? Why do oars, you know, like...
Why do oars?
Because they're romantic. I mean, that's...
They're
that
romantic.
Come on, now, that's
they're
funny.
They're romantic.
It's pretty hard to amber over here. It's just not just falling over with laughter. I just am shocked. There you go.
There
now
we go.
I feel
we got
better.
Some laughter.
So maybe we'll get you with this one. Old people should be careful going to seafood dances. You know why? On Valentine's Day specifically? Old people should be careful going to seafood dances on Valentine's Day because they could pull a muscle.
What is a seafood dance?
Like Amber, a seafood.
Under the sea.
Yeah, right. You remember Back to the Future.
Yeah, right.
They went to the under the sea dance. This is a seafood dance.
Yeah
you could pull a muscle.
Oh.
So at the end of all those shenanigans, you know, I would actually have a Bible riddle. And it's so exciting today, Danny. Really exciting that if you call in today, we got a special prize for you. We'll tell you in a second, but here's the riddle. Which Bible character would have loved Valentine's Day because he was wholehearted? Which Bible character would have loved Valentine's Day because he was wholehearted.
Wholehearted.
And if you let me tell you, well, y'all, let you tell them what they get to begin with, and then we got a special announcement from Port. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if they get the right answer, they're gonna get a book. And guess what? They're gonna get every page from cover to cover will be included.
There you go. It's a cover. It's a cover story. But also, tell them what they're going to get from you, Corey. This is amazing.
Oh, also, yeah, they will get $20 in-app credit on SwipeBuy. They can use that at great local restaurants to get curbside service.
So,
wow,
you get a credit for any food you want to, yep, with the SwipeBuy, and they just need to give you their email address, Danny. So when you get their phone number when they call, mm-hmm, they get a $20 credit for food. Plus, you get the book cover to cover. 866-348-7884. Just tell us which Bible character would have loved Valentine's Day because he... See, there's you eliminate 50% of the people out there just by saying he.
He, right. Right?
Giving it away.
Was wholehearted. 866-348-7884. I'm shocked that they're not just lit up because I'm excited about this app. But meanwhile... So, Victoria, tell us about your position there with the Family Council in Virginia.
Sure. Well, folks might be familiar with Focus on the Family, which are their Virginia-based associated group. And so the kinds of issues that people know from back in the day with Dr. Dobson and now with Jim Daly, those are the kinds of issues that we focus on, but we do the public policy side. So not as much what they call the nurturing the family, but a little bit more the defending the family. And we do it at the Virginia legislature and in all sorts of local governments. So we're protecting the unborn. We're battling for God-given parental rights, making sure, you know, we tell people we know that ultimately parents are the ones accountable to God for the outcomes of their kids. And so we've got to make sure that they're able to drive those outcomes and not sort of blocked by public school administrators or government officials. Defending traditional marriage and what that looks like in the public square, and kind of all the religious freedom things that you would think about when you see these cases about people trying to live according to their faith and they end up in court. And we're deeply engaged in trying to protect people of faith to be able to, in a country where our founders intended for us, live out our faith. We're just trying to make sure that's still possible, even though there's a little hostility out there these days.
That's awesome. And of course, we got the march coming up. We're going to get you a lot more details about that. And as we talked about, there's a phenomenal coincidence here because, Corey, mm-hmm, when you did this movie, the original reason was there's a story of this in your own life.
Yeah, yeah. It's something that my mother had shared with me about how she was put in a position where she had had an abortion. And when it came time, she shared with me that when she was pregnant with me, that she was basically put in the same position. Was told basically this is what you're going to do, and that was it. As you can imagine, I was 17, 18 years old when she shared this with me, and it was a shock to hear. It was something I couldn't stop thinking about, you know, the thought of I could possibly have had a brother or a sister, another brother, you know, another sibling. It was something I couldn't stop thinking about, and it's where the storyline for the film was birthed. And
the film again is called
Life Changes Everything,
and it is absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I mean,
well, I appreciate
it. It is absolutely. I don't want to ruin the storyline for anybody, mm-hmm, but it has one of the most remarkable endings of any movie that you will ever see anytime, mm-hmm, anywhere. Like I did not see this one coming. Yeah. Like oh wow, and it makes the point, and it makes it beautifully. But now we got the point of people are hungering and thirsting out there, mm-hmm, and so we need to know more about SwipeBuy. What in the world is SwipeBuy?
Yeah, so SwipeBuy is a mobile order curbside service app, right? So at great local restaurants all over town, you can download the app. You can place your order, same price as dining in. And when you arrive, we notify the restaurant ahead of time, so they bring the food out to your car. And so what's great about this is we have customers who have mobility challenges. Maybe they can't get out of the vehicle. The food
time
is brought
challenges,
right to the car.
We got all kinds of reasons you're going to want to swipe by. So stay tuned. We got so much more coming up from Victoria and my friend Corey Paul. And we're going to talk about all these things. Plus, we got all these callers calling in that may know who it was. So I hope you're going to stay with us. if you want to call and talk to these guys, by the way, 866-348-7884. Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're very blessed, very excited to have with us Corey Paul and Nathan Perrott. I got his name right. That's pretty good. With Swipe By, the new curbside app, swipe.by, just BY. And then we have Victoria Cobb with the Virginia March for Life event that's coming up, and she's with the family council up there. We're going to be talking a lot about that. But first off, we have all these Riddlers, and so we have Jacqueline and Tony and Edna and Jim. And so let me just start off by saying, if Jacqueline gets it right, which I would not be shocked, because it was not one of my more difficult riddles, by all means, Tony and Edna and Jim, stay on, because we got lots of things we can talk about, and we want you to get the same deal, right? You're going to extend it to everybody, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a win.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for everybody. So, Jacqueline, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jacqueline, which Bible character, and be creative, you know, just don't go with the first one that comes to your mind, because I'm pretty sure you're going to win. Okay. Which Bible character would have loved Valentine's Day because he was wholehearted?
Two came to mind, but one sticks out, David.
His heart was like, he was a man after God's own heart, you know?
Right.
And so he is a Valentine's Day kind of a guy. I'm just thinking, now Bathsheba would tell you that, I'm just saying. But anyway, thank you, Jacqueline. God bless you. I appreciate you winning. But since I got you right here, and again, Tony and Edna and Jim, I'll stay, explain to them how this is going to work for them. So they go get this app.
Yep. You'll say you want to download the app. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. Download Swipe By. Okay.
Okay.
You'll log in. We will credit your account with $20. You'll be able to spend that at great local restaurants to get curbside service. When you pull up to the restaurant, they're going to bring the food right to your car. So you won't even have to unbuckle the kids. You don't have to get out of the car to get the food. It's already paid for. It's just a great, it's upgrading your takeout experience, really.
There you go, Jacqueline. So I'm going to put you on hold. He's going to get your email address so we can make sure and get you that credit. And I am going to move on to Tony, who's in Raleigh. And the good news is you guys are doing this in Raleigh, too.
We are, yeah.
So Tony, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Tony, I know your first thought may have been, you know, King David. However, if you're just a little bit creative, I think there's more than one person in the Bible with a whole heart. Just saying.
Actually, David was not my first thought.
Oh.
My first thought was Solomon, since he was such a lover through the scriptures.
Oh, you know, thank you for, because, you know, my favorite book in the Bible is actually the Song of Solomon. And I think that he had a phenomenal heart, as you can see. And let me just say this. I've been thinking about this all week for Solomon, Tony, that at the end of the book, Song of Solomon, there's these what I call famous last words. What are the last words that essentially, because the way I look at the Song of Solomon is actually Solomon talking about his relationship with Jesus. And so the lover wanting to speak to the beloved is actually Jesus wanting to talk to us. And so I think it's fascinating. What are the last words that the lover says to the beloved? You know what it is?
I can't recall.
He says, let me hear your voice. And I'm almost absolutely positive that Jesus is doing that for us almost constantly. Let me hear your voice. I think you're not only going to get this, you're going to get it with flying colors, because I love your answer, Tony. And Jan, if you're listening wherever you are, because she always gets on me in my Bible study about how I feel about Solomon. So I just want you to hear this, Jan. If you're listening, feel free to call in and give another opinion. Thank you, Tony. God bless. I'm going to put you back on hold. All right. We have Edna is in Virginia. Edna. We lost Edna. She could have been marching and everything. We had all that going on, but we still have Jim in Greensboro. So, Jim, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. A belated Happy New Year to you and all of the listeners.
It's a happy decade, you know? 2020's here. Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, have you got another thought for us, perhaps, on a wholehearted individual in the Bible?
Boaz, the kinsman redeemer.
Oh, great answer.
Yeah.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about Boaz lately. I really have. It's fascinating. You guys are picking these guys because Boaz, the Jews teach that he was actually the judge, because this was during the time of the judges.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, his father, which I think his name was, Obed? One of those guys. He was like a big deal before him.
Yeah.
And so he was almost like a king at the time in Israel. And to think that he would marry a Moabitess is just really a phenomenal. I mean, it adds more to grace to like, wow, he picked this girl because what he saw in the way she treated her mother-in-law. It's just phenomenal, Jim. It's just like, oh, yeah, he had a whole heart. You're exactly right. So you two are a winner. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm just happy to have thought of that answer and to talk with you. I haven't talked with you in a good while. Keep doing well. Keep doing well. You're very brilliant. You really are.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I appreciate your thoughts as always. Because, you know, that Boaz, that was good. I really love that. I love that. God bless. You have a great year. And you enjoy your app because that's going to be fun.
Definitely. Yep.
So it's swipe.by, right?
Yep. Swipe by.
Okay. And we'll get your email address, Jim, and we'll get you going on that. All right. Well, we got to get back to Victoria. We got this march coming up. I know a lot of our listeners in Virginia. Edna, if you're listening still, I hope you are. Where and when is the march?
Well, we're marching at the state capitol, which is in Richmond, Virginia, on February 13th. A lot of you folks probably were involved with the National March for Life that we just had up in D.C. On the last Friday, on the 24th, and people were excited. There was a huge crowd there. But the challenge for us in Virginia is we've had a tough environment for the unborn of late. Our legislature is considering some really very devastating changes in the policies that we have that we think protect the unborn. We've seen, like, allowing women to see their ultrasound before they make such a difficult decision. Maybe a decision you or I wouldn't want to make, but we would hope that at least we're giving women the best information. At least it's a doctor doing the surgery. That's another thing that's on the table in Virginia, that we might actually not even have doctors doing abortions. We'd actually have nurse midwives. I mean, this is not, you know, a fun topic to talk about, but it's a very serious one, and we need to, at our very best, if we're not at a place in our nation where we can come to terms with and get everybody to agree that we're taking human life, we at least need to give women the information, protect them, and reduce the number of lives that are taken. And so that's what's really sort of at the heart of just standing for the unborn and just making a statement that.
So, yeah, and you guys are doing this like Valentine's Day Eve. Am I mistaken?
I know, it is. It's kind of right in line with that. In the legislature, it's also the day after crossovers, as they call it, and that's just when the bills that started on the House move over to the Senate and vice versa. So it's actually just the climax of legislative session. And so our goal is right in that heated moment, right before we talk about love the next day, get these legislators to understand that we actually have human lives that are affected by the public policies that they make.
And, oh, yeah, love has everything to do with life. And so when you say it's at the state capitol, you're like at the Capitol building itself?
Literally the steps of the Capitol, and there's a whole lawn in front, and we have lots of details on our website. Is the easiest way to get it, just familyfoundations.org, and people can go and look and kind of see the lineup for the day. The actual rally is at 11:45, and that's when we kind of have a couple speakers and talk about why we're there, and then we march after that. If there's, you know, the march around and kind of, you want to, a lot of folks bring buses from their churches. And so if you're bringing a bus, it has details for bus folks. Last year was the first one ever at the state level. You know, we've done the national one for decades now, but the first one ever at the Virginia state level. And we had nearly 7,000 people show up at the Capitol. And it was, up until this year, it was the largest event they had ever had at our Capitol. Folks, you know, we've had another rally on another issue, not related to our organization, but was very large at our Capitol this year. But it really is important that elected officials know that the people that they represent are standing up for the unborn and that they should be the same. And, you know, the story you mentioned in this movie is so much the story of the younger generations. We're seeing younger people are more understanding of the unborn, more pro-life than ever, and it's because so many know that their mom made a hard decision and kept them, or they know they had a sibling that they lost to abortion. So it's exactly that story that has, I think, been part of turning the hearts and minds of our nation.
And Corey, you know, life changes everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying that one more time. That was the name of of your movie, which again is available at all these different
digital platforms.
Is it available on Netflix?
Not yet. But available on, if you go on your smart, you know, smart TV and just type in Life Changes Everything, it'll pull up all the available options. So,
yeah. Oh, see the things I learned. I'm not of this generation. I need to know this stuff. So we got more. You can stay tuned. We've got another offer that we're going to tell you that Swipe By has got for you. Because, you know, we got the big winners. Those happened already. But we got more. There's more that you can find out from Swipe By. We're going to talk about that. And we got more coming up from the Family Council that we all need to be available for prayer and what's going up there in Virginia. So stay tuned. We got so much more. Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And for the first time ever in the history of Kingdom Pursuits, which I guess we've been doing this 12 or 13 years, long time, I've never had two actual riddles, but I do today. Because when I went to, I personally wanted to download my new Swipe By app so I could go to curbside service and get 10. Oh, I haven't even told about the great deal. I was, oh, man, I almost spilled all my candy right at the beginning. But anyway, I downloaded the app, Swipe By, which, by the way, if you're in the Apple store, don't make the mistake I did and put the little dot. Just put Swipe, S-W-I-P-E, and then the word by, and then boom.
Yep.
Then download the app. But first off, we got a riddle. If somebody can call in and win this, how much, we're going to give them $20 too?
Sure.
Okay. All you have to do is say what this actually is a picture of on the app. Now, to me, it looked like a very holy taco that was very white. But I understand it's wrong. So I'm saying, if somebody calls in and says this is what this is, then, you know, apparently they're going to give you $20. 866-348-7884. But everybody's a winner today.
Everybody is a winner today.
So
yes.
Me, even Robbie Dillmore, yes. Even though I work for Truth Broadcasting, when I order my first takeout on Swipe By, if I put in the promo code TRUTH. Which I can even remember that, you know, there's a lot of things I, you know, I'm old. But anyway, if you put in the promo code TRUTH, you get $10 off.
$10 off dinner tonight.
Go on the app. And so,
place your order, or maybe for the big game tomorrow, get $10 off.
There you go.
Place the order at local Lincoln pizza joint on our app.
The crowd goes wild. So, so I'm actually using the app. So I just the loud notifications, like, and now you're going to log in and you're going to get an account, and the next thing you know, right, you can begin to use this. So how do you know on the app which restaurants?
Okay, so yeah, the restaurants will show up in order that's closest to you. So
really?
Very convenient, yes. So when you're in an area, let's say you're in Raleigh, or you're in Charlotte, you're in
Stokesdale, where I live.
Yeah. Okay, so it'll pull up
there. There are very few Stokesdalians, but yeah. You're looking at one of them.
Okay, yeah, no, so yeah, this is, it'll pull up what's closest
both
to you.
Both our restaurants are probably on Swipe By.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them?
Yeah. Both the restaurants. Yeah.
Boy, that's class there.
That's really nice. So it's going to pick up the one that's closest to you.
Yeah.
And that actually uses to swipe by.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, don't miss out on this opportunity. Oh, I would personally love to know what this.
I just use it. So I was driving. I was in Charlotte, right? We were setting up restaurants all over the North Carolina, and I was in Charlotte yesterday all day driving around getting restaurants set up. And on the way home, I was able to. I already had the order placed in the app. Not while I was driving, all right?
I'm proud to be a Christian car guy with that. You're making my heart go pitter-pat. Okay, not while you're driving.
Yeah. But when I was about 20 miles out, I was able to just place the order. And so, it showed the prep times, about 20 minutes. I arrived at the porch here in town, which has got fantastic salads, by the way. Arrived at the porch, and as I pulled up, they were walking right out with my food. So it was very convenient.
Walking out the porch?
Yeah, they were walking
figured
out.
That's, yeah.
So they came right out.
They had you covered.
They had me covered. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If it was any more convenient,
home, right? Yeah.
If it was any more convenient, they'd have to use a transporter.
Yeah.
That's, man, I'll tell you what. And I am just, I would really, really, if you guys go on it now, if you're not driving, don't do it, but go look at Swipe By. If you could tell me what that possibly is, the little insignia that's on the app, I'm dying to know. Like, it could be a ghost. It could easily be, but it looks like a white taco. Danny, have you looked at it?
I haven't looked at it yet.
You need to put it on your phone because you need $10 off.
Yeah.
You too could come to one of our restaurants in Stokesdale.
I do, yeah. I'd like to visit one of those. Are they easy to find?
We don't even have a stoplight. You can't miss. So, Victoria, we got to get back to what's important here. We're having a fun time, but we got marches going on and stuff. On the 13th of February. So, what a cool thing that if people could come to the courtyard steps, if you guys got a backup plan if it starts to snow or something?
Well, if you've ever been to the National March for Life, it is rain and it is often snow because they have that one in January. Mm-hmm. And I'm always amazed at just people's willingness to take that stand, even in some inclement weather. I've been in some rallies that have not had the best weather, but we're knowing that God's going to shine his favor on this. We just are praying that way and expecting that way. And actually, it's been a warmer winter in Richmond where this is this winter. So this week is set to be actually quite warm, that high 50s. So we're just hoping that magically holds into February. But, people are pro-life for different reasons. I tell people I was pro-life by my faith because Scripture just says that he knits us together in our mother's womb. And, you see these references where, John weeps in Elizabeth's womb when he finds out about Jesus. These amazing things. So I was pro-life by faith. And then you get a little older and science kind of shows you, wow, this has to be the case. And then for anyone who's gotten to be a parent, when I saw my very first ultrasound. And I had been in the pro-life movement for a very long time already when I had my first ultrasound, but I got to see at 6 weeks, and I'll tell you how small that unborn child is on a screen, it's 6 weeks, but you actually, it records the heartbeat, and it's just an amazing experience because our God is that amazing. And so this is our chance to just kind of help the rest of the world understand that this is not, just because you can't see an unborn child directly, like you can once they're born, we can even literally peer in the womb now with an ultrasound, and they're now 4D motion color. I mean, it's really quite something. When you actually
I get to see those from my grandkids now. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm very interested, Corey, because you got thrown into this arena big time a few years ago when you did this movie. He produced this phenomenal movie. It's called Life Changes Everything. And I don't know if you've seen it, Victoria. I hope you will go download it and watch it, because I will be shocked if you're not like, oh my goodness, I never thought of that. I did not
I'm
see
really
that coming.
Looking forward to it.
So, Corey, you were thrown into this arena. You were at the NRB. You know, all these people are now all of a sudden. How did God come after Corey in the middle? I mean, you really stepped out in faith to do this project. I'm interested in what you might have learned or what God had for Corey in the middle of that.
Yeah, well, so it's interesting. So how it began for me was just the passion to tell the story, right? I didn't go to film school. It wasn't something that like I had set out to become a filmmaker. It was a passion to tell a specific story. And what I learned in the journey was showing up by faith, walking by faith, showing up and just sharing the story. And it was amazing to see doors open as far as for people coming together to share in that vision and share in making this film. And so, yeah, it was an amazing process. You know, seeing all the people that came together, that shared in the passion of the story, and working together. As you know, I know that you've worked with some other filmmakers, you know, promoting and you know, in the past as well. And it's a big endeavor, right? When you're bringing all of these different creative minds together, and there's a lot of, you know, moving parts with it. But it was a great journey. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, the word life in Hebrew is phenomenal. I think it's pronounced chai, but anyway, it has this het, which is the first letter of it. And I don't know if anybody's ever studied that. I just happen to love it because it has a picture of a male energy coming down, which is sort of like the light of heaven. Mm-hmm. And that's called a vav. And then it has an ayin coming back, a zion coming back. And so it's kind of like the male energy coming down, the female energy coming up, and above it is sort of a triangle, which represents actually God.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we walk in our story,
it
brings life, because God's going to shine that light down on you like he did this story. You reflect his light back to him through this, like, chuppah, which is what the Jews get married under, because that has everything to do with life.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's this yud, which is the hand of God, and that's the word life in Hebrew, and it has all this stuff that has to do with marriage, and it has all this stuff to do with walking in story and his larger story. So it's a beautiful thing. We have so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up, and wow, you could tell us what this logo is. I gotta know, Danny. Download it. To Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to make a logo that nobody can see what it means. It's
hey, I was looking at it, and from one direction it looks like a cardinal's head, from the other direction it looks like a fox, and then if you look at it straight on, it looks like one of those letter openers, you know, the little red ones that you slide through.
Oh that's sort of a swipe by. Yeah. With a letter opener.
Yeah, right.
I like that, Danny.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you go on your Apple store or you go to your Android store, whatever, Google, you know, and just swipe by and just get the app. Wow. All you have to do is go to your favorite restaurant then and put in the promo code TRUTH. You get $10 free. I mean, that's what an opportunity. I mean, awesome.
Yeah.
And let's talk a minute about, like, wow, my mother-in-law has horrible COPD.
Okay.
And so just last night, I mean, we're like, where can we get some food for grandma?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like,
and I actually, if I'd have known about Swipe By, I would have saved $10 on one of my two restaurants in Stokesdale. But as it was, you know, we didn't get the curbside program. I had to actually walk in. Of all things, you know,
all
and then
the
stand there and wait, you know.
Oh, yeah. You can wait 15, 20 minutes some places,
Your life is going away as you just sit there and wait on takeout. It's one thing to wait in a restaurant when you got your wife sitting there and you can talk and it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But when you're sitting there waiting on carryout, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like you're losing your life.
Yeah.
And you could, all you'd have to do is go get swiped by.
Yeah.
And then you can see this amazing logo and you can wonder, what is that? Yeah. What were they thinking when they designed that?
And you'll have time because you're not going to be waiting. You'll place your order. You're going to get $10 off that first order. You'll
have more time to figure it out.
And you're going to have the food brought to your car. So it's just a great experience as a whole.
So we left our hero Victoria on the steps of the courthouse there in Richmond, which I've actually been. I used to live in Richmond years ago. It's a beautiful city. It has a place called The Fan. Mm. Did you know that? I was a big fan.
Wonderful.
I was a fan of The Fan. Hmm. You know, it's sort of this restored area where if you're in the Richmond, do you know about this, Danny? You look like you've been a big fan of The Fan.
I am a fan of The Fan.
Okay, good. And yeah, they have the University of Richmond's down there, all sorts of neat things. And now, if you show up on February the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day at 11:45, not only do you get a chance to march, but tell us about the speakers you guys got lined up.
Yeah, we'll have folks, I mean, of course, they'll be there. We'll have folks from the National March for Life run those marches. We'll have women telling their stories just about why maybe they regret their choice, why some of these laws that our legislators are considering removing that are really protections around the unborn, why having informed consent is so important, why having safety standards. Unfortunately, there are women that have just really horror stories, not just about the horrible decision that they then regret, which we know so many women are affected by this. We know that we need so much grace and God's just generous, lavish love on us because we all make mistakes. But we have women that don't just regret that, but also have lived through either terrible safety standards of not getting all the right information or not having any kind of support surrounding it. So we're just going to share some stories.
Yeah, those, and let me just say that, you know, being that I've been doing this for a good while, and I've had an opportunity one time to interview all sorts of counselors at the American Association of Christian Counselors. And so as I went in there, and there were a lot of counselors that helped people post-abortive.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, you almost all of them, I could just ask a question like, how does this, you know, like 2 Corinthians chapter 1 says, you know, you've been comforted, so, you know, by the comfort God has comforted us, how were you comforted? And boom, almost every one of them had themselves had an abortion, and they would tell you what it was like, you know, and what effects they had later on in life throughout years and years and years. And then, interestingly, often their husband was going through the same exact experience of having dealt with, you know, their impression of murdering their own child and all those kind of things and the guilt that goes along that. There's a story for not just the mother, but there's one for the father. There's one often for the grandparents who took part in whatever shenanigans. Mm-hmm. That. And so for each one of these, Corey, is this unbelievable story of all sorts of people's involvement that it wasn't just the mother sitting there by herself making this choice.
Oh, yeah.
In your mom's case, it wasn't even close.
No.
And people so often forget the men that are involved. People so often forget that every life touches other lives. And that's why standing together, everyone having a story, everyone having a connection, everyone having a heart to heal and a heart to stand united is just really critical. And I want to remind folks that the details, the best way to kind of get your day planned for this march is to go to the website, familyfoundation.org. To plan your bus, register.
Say that website one more time for us, Victoria. It's
familyfoundation.org.
Familyfoundation.org. And again, Swipe By is the name of the app. Don't miss out on this. Promo code TRUTH. You get $10 off. Go download it. I mean, how fun is this? I'm going to do it right after the show. And by the way, that is a bird, Danny. You're exactly right. It's a bird, a baby bird, wanting its food. It's hungry.
Hungry.
And nobody has to get it out of a car, baby. Bird car seat.
How clever.
They can just bring the food, you know. Yeah. That was the whole deal. Thank
clever.
Y'all for listening to King and Pursuits. We had so much fun today. And we got so much truth coming at you. The next show, Encouraging Prayer, followed by Masculine Journey, starts here now at 12 o'clock. Whew. I'm exhausted.
Thanks so much.